Good morning. WTAW News Time is 8:05, and it's 38 degrees out there right now, so bundle up. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. It's been the top of the news for the last few weeks of 2012, and now it's the top of the news again in 2013. The U.S. Congress voted late yesterday on the Americans Taxpayer Relief Act, avoiding the so-called fiscal cliff. What does it mean? In its almost simplest form, it means tax raises on people making more than $400,000 a year, prevents general tax increases on the middle class, and some small federal budget cuts, including no pay raises for members of Congress. However, most Americans will still see a little bit of a smaller paycheck, as the bill did not address automatic Social Security and payroll tax increases that are set to go into effect this year. That means those making around $30,000 a year can expect to see about $50 less a month. Representative Bill Flores voted against the bill, saying the bill does little to provide economic growth and nothing to implement spending reforms.
What ultimately caused me to vote against it, including our constituent feedback, is the fact that it did not address spending at all. I mean, the spending reductions in this thing are just, you know, they're too small to even be called a rounding error. The other thing is there are a lot of stimulus extensions in here, which those things failed in 2009, and I don't see any need to repeat those. And it raises tax rates on job creators. That's a problem for me. And the sequester fix is too short. So those are the big problems that I have with it.
The bill passed the House of Representatives 257 to 167. How do you provide computer service to 14 divisions of one company? That's been the challenge for the city of College Station. The city council has approved spending nearly $100,000 for a third party to analyze the city's financial and management software. IT Director Ben Roper says they're using software that was installed almost 24 years ago.
Each of those business units has unique needs and requirements. And being able to function as a cohesive organization and as a cohesive unit, the software behind that, allowing those business units to work and do their daily operations and pass data back and forth between each of those business units, is what we're talking about here. Again, it's about the business requirements and needs of the city. It is not about the technology.
Roper says it will take 3 to 5 years and several million dollars if the city does change its software system. A new year means the start of new jobs for a few people. Jarvis Parsons was officially sworn in as the new district attorney for Brazos County yesterday. And meanwhile, College Station has a new electric utility director. Timothy Crabb, who served as the interim director since the retirement of Dave Massey, has more than 35 years of experience in that role. Also sworn in for new terms include Judge Travis Bryan, County Attorney Rod Anderson, County Commissioners Lloyd Wasserman and Kenny Mallard, Sheriff Chris Kirk, and Tax Collector Christine Rowe. A new session is set to start for the Texas Legislature next week, and political analysts predict some tough arguments in the Republican-controlled Capitol. Here's Barbara Schwartz with more.
Lawmakers gather in Austin January the 8th. Rice political scientist Mark P. Jones predicts there will be a battle between those Republicans who want to invest in the state and spend money on things like education and infrastructure,
and those that want to continue to shrink the size of government, if not actually via actual cuts, at least through really restricting growth and spending.
Jones says Governor Perry may not be as powerful as he was before his botched run for the White House. And he says the fact that Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst lost in the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate probably means this will mark his last regular session. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Sunday night in Montgomery County, a man was arrested and charged with the murder of his wife. 58-year-old Thomas Quinlan allegedly shot 66-year-old Donna Quinlan several times with a small handgun as a result of an argument in their home. There's a positive side to the rainy weather Bryan College Station has had over the holidays. State climatologist John Nielsen Gamet says although Texas as a whole is still in a drought, the Brazos Valley is doing much better than it was this time last year.
This year, the rainfall as a whole has been just slightly above normal. Last year, we got only about half of our normal rainfall. So we're doing a lot better now than we were last year. We're seeing some green up of the winter pastures. Things are generally looking pretty good. The long-term drought issues that might affect some people are still in place, but at this point we've had enough rain so far this winter that we're doing fine at the moment.
Nielsen Gammon says the area's reservoirs, such as Lake Somerville, are still running somewhat low, but we certainly aren't in immediate danger of any major fires. And WTAW News Time is 8:10, and that's 38 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Merry Mates. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Mesrell, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best in the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. You're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
A lot of cloudiness and a lot of cool air in place, so it is a cloudy, cool day across the region. Temperatures will only be up around 50. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will be near 35. Clouds are back with us tomorrow. It remains cool as high pressure stays over the northern part of the state. Highs 50 to 55. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Lows 35 to 40. During Friday, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun developing, and it should be around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:12. Royce Hickman joins us this morning from the chamber. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Are you good? Are you the kind of person who does this this whole New Year's resolution thing, or you?
You want me to be honest with you?
Yeah,
or you want
course.
Me to
yeah,
give
exactly.
you a
no, 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 no.
honest answer?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I understand. Just it's a whole lot really. Easier. It's a whole lot easier that
yeah,
way. Just
yeah.
Well,
you're not a quitter.
Well, yeah. Well, they give you...
That's true.
You have to beat yourself up, right?
That's right.
But now understand that there are some things to think about as far as putting together a resolution if you're going to do that. First of all, make it easy to keep them, okay?
Yeah.
That would be the first thing.
Yeah.
Check the strength of your commitment. What do you gain? What do you trade off? Is the gain worth what you give up? If you decide, no, it's just not, then you're not going to do that. Plan for success. Goals are easy, but they aren't achieved if we don't work a plan. Watch out for the wheedler. This is the part of your brain that whines, eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow we die. Okay? The evil part of your brain. Flip things around. Beat it by saying, let's start now. Let's always do things that are hard work now so
yeah,
we can play
right.
later. Yeah, I know. And reward yourself. Create incentives to support your progress along the way. So follow your destined path in the short term and give yourself some rewards, and you may have an opportunity in the end. Okay, comes now the story of John LaPonce. John was stopped by airport security as he tried to board his plane in Ottawa. They found a handgun in his checked bag along with ammunition wrapped in foil.
keep it fresh.
Makes it easy to spot when you go ahead and take it through the metal detector wrapped in foil.
Well, it's Canada. They want to keep it fresh.
Sure,
right?
They do. That's
that.
Exactly right. So and put it between two old license plates, even more so. When confronted by security, John did what anybody would do. He pulled his pant leg up to show the female officer he had award-winning calves.
What?
I'm just reading you the story.
Not to show something like concealed carry, nip, but to show nip. His calves.
That's right. And they said, it's very nice. You're still under arrest. So there you go. Then there's DeMarco Alonzo Thomas. I mean, really, we're just starting the new year off so well. He called police in Tucson with a rather interesting story. He was the courier, he said, for drug dealers. And it was his job to smuggle cash, drug money, if you will, for a local cartel. He said he had lost $20,000 from the latest stash of cash, and he was afraid he'd be killed by the cartel. Okay? I could understand that he might think that.
It's a fairly safe bet.
Yeah, because he couldn't explain things. So He asked if officers would give him a note saying that they confiscated the money instead. Okay, officer, this is what I do. This is what I have. Would you just say that? Instead, investigators arrested him, obviously on suspicion of money laundering. They searched his personal belongings. Guess what? 17,000 of the missing 20,000 in cash was in his jeans, and then that were in another suitcase, and then another 3,000 found in his wallet. I think that pretty much is the missing $20,000.
$17,000 in his jeans?
Yeah.
I'm happy when I find a quarter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. And again, if you'll go ahead and just write this up that says that you confiscated it, then I won't be killed. Yeah.
And I got $20,000 to get out of Dodge.
Sure, exactly. It'd work out well. Anyway, so 8:15, and Roy Sickman here this morning. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and to you and all your listeners.
Thank you so much.
Hope you had a good holiday season and good Christmas and New Year's.
Now it's time to get back to work and work those five-day weeks again next week. And,
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So, nose to the grindstone.
Well, we got a football game to win before we do that,
sure,
though.
That's true. Most importantly. All right, yeah, what's going on in your world?
Well, listen, I appreciate the opportunity to come in today and visit a little bit. We've got our Economic Outlook Conference 3 weeks from today. That's on January the 23rd. It'll be over at the College Station Hilton. Registration will begin at 7:30, and the conference will run from 8 till about 1:30 or 2. We've got really some great sessions lined up for you. Representatives of the City of Bryan, City of College Station Research Valley Partnership are going to talk about things that are coming up. The theme for this is medicine and money. So, there's been so much going on with the bio corridor and the development of really a new hospital just down the street from you here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that conversation. And then in session two, we have representatives from the Med, St. Joseph Hospital, Scott and White, the Physician Center, Texas A&M Health Science Center, going to talk a little bit about what they're doing and what they're going to be doing in the future. And then session three is Dr. Jim Gaines, the research economist from Texas A&M Real Estate Center. He's come for several years in a row.
Sure.
Usually gets the highest marks of any of our speakers. I'm always very interested in what he has to say. He'll start off by talking a little bit about why we're where we are today, and then he'll talk about what his projections are for the coming year. Our keynote speaker at lunch is Tom Kowalski. He's the president of the Texas Healthcare Bioscience Institute in Austin. Member price is $70 until this Friday, January 4th, Cotton Bowl Day, and non-member price are member price after Friday is $90. Table of eight is $650 for members. We have a business after hours this month on Thursday, January 17th, 5:30 to 7, our normal time out at Briarcrest Country Club. They've done this for the last several Januaries, and mm-hmm. they have done an outstanding job of showcasing what they do and providing an excellent opportunity for people to network and to enjoy some food and beverages. We have a lunch and learn coming up Monday, February the 11th. We'll talk more about that, but McLean Intelligent Solutions is going to talk about technology. Nothing is free, so what's the cost? This will be at the chamber office. It'll be over the lunch hour, roughly 11:45 to 1, and it'll be a free event. But you will have to have reservations. We'll have no ribbon cuttings this week, but we have one next Wednesday the 9th, Just Breaks, on Texas Avenue in Bryan at 4:30. Our Platinum Member Spotlight is Texas A&M University Marketing and Communications. They've been doing a lot this year.
Yes, they have.
Particularly around football
uh-huh.
and the Heisman Trophy. So we salute them for their accomplishments and their commitment to our community. It's always great to be with you. I wish everyone a happy new mm-hmm. year, and thanks for letting me come
All
in
right.
today.
Talk to you in a few weeks. That's Roy Sickman here from the Chamber. Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin, normally on Tuesdays, not today. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Stocks are poised for a big move to the upside. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures suggest we'll see an early rally on Wall Street. Investors are relieved that Congress finally compromised on budget legislation to avert the fiscal cliff. Some merger news will get attention today. Avis Budget Group is buying Zipcar for about $500 million. There is a merger in the data storage industry. Imation has acquired Nexan Corporation, which makes disk-based storage systems. And the food service distributor Chef's Warehouse is buying Queensgate Food Service. That's a deal valued at $22 million. Advertising time for the Super Bowl is almost sold out. At last report, CBS had just two 30-second slots still available. Advertisers are paying record rates for commercials in the highly rated telecast. Boeing says it achieved a milestone with a new order. Aviation Capital Group is buying 60 737 MAX jets. Boeing has now accumulated more than 1,000 orders for the fuel-efficient plane. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me to...
I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Many of you have noticed the recent construction on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Well, that's the new location of W.E. Gibson Insurance. Our agency has experienced tremendous growth, so we have moved to this new location in order to enhance our ability to better serve our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. So remember, we are no longer in the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie. We are now just down the street at the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see W.E. Gibson Insurance at our new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station, or visit our website at wegibson.com. We are a trusted choice independent insurance agency representing over 45 insurance companies, and we have been serving the insurance needs of the Brazos Valley for over 130 years. If you can't come by our new offices, then give us a call at 694-1555.
Do you think most wealthy people today inherited their money, or they made it on their own? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safe Light can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for Safe Light.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, there's nothing that irritates me more than products making false promises. Money is hard enough to come by without wasting it on stuff that doesn't work. And I notice that when it comes to weight loss products, the FDA seems to agree with me. Reports of false advertising, ingredients that are harmful, and products that just flat don't work seem to be common anymore. But with Dr. Steelman's weight loss program, the number one physician's recommended diet program, you can be sure of two things. First, the highest quality ingredients available anywhere. And weight loss results that are assured. Over 25,000 people can attest. In fact, Wayne's doctor out of Beloit, Kansas, was so amazed with how effective this program is, well, he even started recommending it to all of his patients as well. It is, after all, the number one physician's recommended diet for a reason. Just call 800-465-4411. Or you can go to myactivate.com. That's 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com. I guess, like about 2 billion other people, you probably watched the Summer Olympics from Athens, Greece. If so, well, then you remember the weird, defrocked Irish priest who ran onto the track and shoved the Brazilian runner into the stands. And some very strange events happened at the Olympics. For example, did you know that once the great Roman Emperor Nero competed in the Olympics? Well, he did, in the chariot races. He fell out of his chariot and was left on the track. But being emperor, well, he was declared winner and was presented the gold anyway. But the incident involving the defrocked Irish priest and the runner from Brazil, well, that did remind me of a story I thought you might get a kick out of, and another little-known fact. It was in the 1908 Olympics. America's fastest runner, John Carpenter, was entered in the men's 400 meter along with a couple of his teammates. The problem was, also in that race was the world's fastest man, Scotsman Sidham Houswell. And as you might guess, Houswell was favored to win the race. Coming off the final turn, the Scotsman was neck and neck with Carpenter and two other Americans. That's when the American Carpenter did something that, well, we're not too proud of. He shoved the Scottish gentleman sideways and off the track. Yeah, he did. One of the other American runners won the race, but not before an official broke the tape and declared, "No race." Carpenter was disqualified and sent home in shame. But the other runners, well, they were offered a chance to rerun the race, but with a small change. Something that would help make the race fair and above board for all contestants. But nope, the Americans would have no part of that silly idea. So they stayed out, and the race was rerun. The Scotsman finished first, and history was made. Actually, in two ways. You see, it's a little-known fact that the change that the officials wanted to make in the race was to put up strings to keep the runners separated so there wouldn't be another shoving incident. Although the American runners refused to rerun the race, the string idea caught hold. So, if you've ever wondered where those lines painted on the track came from, now you know. You see, up until American runner John Carpenter shoved Scotsman Houswell off the track, there never were any lines, because there had never been any need for them.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Hot flashes are common during menopause. The uncomfortable flushing occurs when the brain senses a drop in the hormone estrogen. Now, scientists have identified the areas of the brain that trigger the flushing. University of Arizona neuroendocrinologists Melinda Middleman, Naomi Rantz, and their colleagues studied a group of cells called KNDy neurons in the brain's hypothalamus region. Rantz says that when they inactivated KNDy neurons in rats, they shut down vasodilation, which causes the skin to turn hot and red.
You get rid of them, you have low vasodilation. KNDy neurons could contribute to the generation of flushes because flushes are vasodilation.
She says KNDy neurons were well known for playing a role in reproduction, but no one knew they were involved in temperature regulation until now. The research could pave the way for better treatments for hot flashes. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hey, word from the folks at Suddenlink. You might have heard something about the negotiation between Suddenlink and News Corp or Fox Networks. Their current agreement expires today at 5 o'clock, and they're working on a new agreement. But Fox wants a nearly 25% increase on what they're paid, and that's making the situation a little difficult. The good news is that the Fox TV station in our area is not owned by Fox, and for that reason, it is not affected by this situation. The local Fox station is owned by a different company, so don't get confused. No matter what happens between Suddenlink and Fox, you will continue to have your Fox TV station. You will be able to watch your favorite programs, including the NFC playoffs, the season premiere of American Idol, and more. Now, if you would like to get more information, there is a special website for this. It's SuddenLinkOnYourSide.com. SuddenLinkOnYourSide.com. And you go there and it'll see how it may affect you. Suddenlink is committed to providing you the best in HD TV and high-speed internet for your dollar. So call them today and find out how you can get the most HD channels and the fastest internet speeds in the area. Experience the Suddenlink difference yourself. Visit Suddenlink.com for that. But then for more information on this situation with Fox right now, go to SuddenlinkOnYourSide.com for more information.
Good morning. WTAW News Time is 8:31, and it's 38 degrees right now. The studios will take a look at your full forecast coming up in just a few minutes after the news. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserol. With a handful of hours just before the deadline, the so-called fiscal cliff has been avoided. Congress voted late yesterday on the Americans Taxpayer Relief Act, avoiding that much talked about fiscal cliff. The major point of the bill? Tax raises on people making more than $400,000 a year. However, most Americans will still see a little bit of a smaller paycheck, as the bill did not address automatic Social Security and payroll tax increases that are set to go in effect this year. Of course, the bill also had some interesting inclusions in it, like money for Hollywood and NASCAR.
Worse than that, you've got $16 billion for these failed green energy programs that grew out of the stimulus program back in 2009. It is a pork-laden mess. Now, the good thing is there are some things about it that are good. It permanently fixes AMT. That will keep millions of American families out of from being affected by the AMT. So it includes the one-year extension of the doc fix, which is a good thing, which we need to find a permanent fix for someday. And it permanently fixes the estate tax issues that a lot of small businesses and farmers have been worried about. Now, the rates are too high, but still, it's directionally moving the right way. I would have liked to have seen a lot more. But, you know, at least we've got those off the table. We can come back and continue to work on the rest.
That's Congressman Bill Flores, who voted against the bill, saying it does little to provide economic growth and nothing to implement spending reforms. Montgomery County officials report that as a result of an argument, 58-year-old Thomas Quinlan allegedly shot and killed his wife, 66-year-old Donna Quinlan, on Sunday night. She died at the scene, and Quinlan has been arrested and charged with that murder. It wasn't such a happy new year for one Brazos County man. 29-year-old Wesley Ryan Childers was arrested early yesterday morning after shooting at another man who was sitting in a truck. Childers was taken into custody by the Brazos County Sheriff's Department after they responded to a call in the 400 block of Shady Creek Drive about shots fired. Childers reportedly shot at the tires and back window of the other person's truck. Reports didn't indicate how the men knew each other or why Childers was shooting at him. It's murder over shoes, and a third person has been arrested in the killing over a pair of Nike Air Jordans.
The 19-year-old man is charged with capital murder. He is currently in custody at the Harris County Jail. 22-year-old Joshua Wood was shot December 21st while in a car after being approached by armed robbers who wanted the newly released Air Jordan 11 bread sneakers he'd just purchased earlier in the day. The car's driver ran and was uninjured, but Wood drove off after he was shot and crashed between two houses. He later died at a hospital. Already charged in the killing are another 18- and 19-year-old man. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
There's been a jump in Brazos Valley flu cases this winter, but Julie Anderson with the Brazos County Health Department wants to help citizens change that. Anderson says, for one thing, fewer people got flu shots this year than last year, but the season lasts through early summer, so It's not too late to get you one.
Winter forces people to be out, and then you catch it, you bring it home, you're at home with everybody. So as long as it's still cold outside, it's a good time to catch the flu. So definitely try to get yourself covered through these winter months, up through about March, April. And certainly we keep immunizing people all the way through, believe it or not, through June.
Anderson says to keep your distance from those who are coughing and sneezing in public, and if you get sick, stay home. She also adds that if you're considered immunocompromised, such as under cancer treatment or on high steroids, it might be wise to wear a respiratory mask if you have to travel close to others who might be sick. If you ever had headaches driving north on I-35, they're about to grow. I-35 East between Dallas and Denton up there in North Texas will begin this year and is expected to take about 3.5 years to complete. That project will cost about $1 billion. And finally, the A&M football team isn't the local connection to the Cotton Bowl this week. The Rudder High School Rangerette dance team left for Dallas yesterday morning. Head coach Annette Holmes says they'll practice upon arrival again today.
We go straight over to the Dallas Cowboys Stadium to do our dress rehearsal on that Thursday morning. And then Friday is the performance day. So it's rehearse, 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 go, dress, rehearse, leave, publicity shot. We will probably have some of the Dallas-Fort Worth area radio and television show places come and interview some of the girls while we're there.
Holmes says Rudder is about 7 high schools that are participating in the Cotton Bowl's pregame and halftime performances. WTAW News Time is 8:36, and it's 38 degrees. More news later this afternoon or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserle, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your child can never get enough sports, and we've got good news. Registration for Upward Soccer has begun at Central Baptist Church and is open to boys and girls ages 4 through 6th grade. The Upward Sports Program recognizes that every child is a winner. So register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed, so come join the Upward team. Games begin soon. For more information and registration for Upward Soccer, visit cbcupward.org or call 776-9977.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
A lot of cloudiness and a lot of cool air in place, so it is a cloudy, cool day across the region. Temperatures will only be up around 50. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will be near 35. Clouds are back with us tomorrow. It remains cool as high pressure stays over the northern part of the state. Highs 50 to 55. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Lows 35 to 40. During Friday, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun developing, and it should be around 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Hey, hey, great news. According to data from the American Automobile Association, that's AAA, the average price for gas in U.S. America higher in 2012 than any year before.
Yay! Woohoo!
Hey, yeah.
I'm excited.
You know it. Nationwide, gas averaged $3.60 a gallon. That's up from $3.51 last year.
Drill, baby, drill.
2011, yeah. The states with the most expensive annual averages for 2012 included Hawaii at $4.31, Alaska at $4.09, California at $4.03, New York at $3.90, and Connecticut at $3.90. Again, the ones over $4 would be Hawaii, Alaska, and California. People in Alaska got to go, what the heck?
We pull it out of the ground.
How does that work? Yeah.
And it's already cold enough, and they got to put up with high gas prices too.
You know, when I lived in the Golden Triangle, there was a gas station, a Texaco gas station, right across from the Texaco refinery in Port Arthur, and you know the price was the same as it was every place else. I'm going, what? How does that work? I mean, gee. But nonetheless, that's the way it goes. Now the states with the least expensive least expensive annual average was South Carolina, $3.35, Missouri, $3.38, Mississippi, $3.39, but you got to live in Mississippi, Tennessee, $3.40, and Oklahoma, $3.41. The highest daily statewide average of the year was in California on October the 9th when it was $4.67. That was the statewide average, meaning obviously there were people paying more than that in California, and again, October the 9th. Lowest, just on the other end of that pendulum, $2.91. That was in July in South Carolina. So average high, 467. Average low daily, 291. Yeah, like that. Hey, great news for kids. Doctors taking a stand on the benefits of recess. Yeah, recess. Imagine that. Not just for exercise, but it says just as important for a child's development as any class time is. The American Academy of Pediatrics officially advocating a scheduled break during the school day. One of the pediatricians with the organization says children need to have downtime between complex cognitive challenges. They tend to be less able to process information the longer they're held to task. In other words, their interest span. And, you know, how are we any different?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean...
What?
Yeah, thank you. Sorry. And it's not enough to just switch from math to English. You actually have to take a break. And on top of that, get this, recess lets kids work on conflict resolution. Imagine that. And, of course, there are health implications. A decline in recess coincides with kids getting fatter. Anyway, I didn't want to tell you that, but nonetheless.
Conflict resolution, is that a angry game of dodgeball?
Something. I mean, or at least the chance to confront that person who was, you know, doing something that you didn't like.
Yeah.
And, again, nothing wrong with doing that. That's probably a healthy thing.
Well, if you think back, if you were a kid that ever got into a scrap in school, wasn't it generally at recess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Two of the only fights I've ever been in were both at recess.
Exactly.
That's, yeah, because you can't fight in a classroom. They won't let you.
Both times I got sent to the principal's office for SWATs, that's what it was for.
Yeah, well, they don't do that. That's SWATs. They don't do that stuff anymore, do they? Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's say that you've got to make a putt. You've got to make a putt, all right? Clench your fist first. Even the most talented athletes and musicians can choke under pressure. There's a scientific reason for that. The thinking side of your brain can trip up the doing side.
Well, yeah.
New research has found that clenching your fist in a pressure situation can actually help you prevent that from happening. Either that or you knock the crud out of the guy who's, you know, putting you in pressure. No. But here's the deal. Just be sure, if you're right-handed, to clench your left fist. In three experiments, right-handed soccer players, judo experts, and badminton players?
Badminton?
Really? Mm-hmm. Were asked to perform in high-pressure situations. What's high pressure for badminton?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
All right, never mind. I'm sure it exists.
Hit the birdie, hit the birdie, hit the birdie, hit the birdie.
Well, I mean, if you're from China, you know.
True.
If you're from North Korea and you don't play well, you may not be seen again. Anyway, one group clenched their right fist for 30 seconds before play, while the other group clenched their left. The left fist clenchers choked less under pressure than the right all three times. Clenching the non-dominant fist sends a message to the opposite side of your brain to stop thinking and start doing, especially when it involves the upper extremities. So, there you are. That's it. That's today's help to get you out of pressure. All right. Yeah. Now, you starting to feel old, are you? Are you starting to feel old because the old memory's going? I mean, if you'll think about it, often said that a person is the sum of their memories. Your experience is what makes you who you are. But despite this, memory is generally poorly understood, which is to say that a lot of people say that they have bad memory. I can't remember stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a 10-point guide from a psychologist at UCLA who's a memory expert.
Clench your right fist.
Yeah, no. Number one, memory does not decay. Everyone has experienced the frustration of not being able to recall a fact from memory. It could be someone's name or, you know, some French word for, you know, in a language that you should know, or where your car is parked, memory does not decay. Number two, forgetting helps you learn. The idea that forgetting helps you learn seems counterintuitive, but think of it this way. Imagine if you created a brain that could remember and recall everything. When this amazing brain was trying to remember where the car is parked, it would immediately bring to mind all the car parks that you had ever done. See, that wouldn't be a good thing. So
there you go.
Forgetting does help. Lost memories can live again. There's another side of the fact that memories do not decay. The idea that although memories may become less accessible, they can be revived. So remember that. This is like the fact that you never forget how to ride a bike. Now, you may not ride a bike for a long time, but once you get on, you can remember that again. So lost memories can be relived. Recalling memories alters them. Yeah. I don't remember it happening that way. That's not how I recall that. Memory is unstable. The fact that a simple act of recall changes memory means that it is relatively unstable. See what we said before. The foresight of bias. Everybody must have experienced this. You have an idea that is so great you think it's impossible that you'll ever forget it. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
It makes me so angry. You want to write that down, but cured you don't write it down.
Cured cancer. Oh,
yeah. That's, yeah. Nuclear fission. Oh, dang. Okay. Anyway, so write it down. I mean, it's okay to write it down. That's one of the most important things. Write that stuff down because you think you'll remember. And that doesn't happen to me more than once an hour. Anyway, when we recall, it's easy. Learning is low. When we feel clever, when we recall something instantly, and stupid when it takes a long time, in terms of learning, we should feel the exact reverse. When something comes to our mind quickly, i.e., we do not work to recall it, no learning occurs. It's when we have to think about it, when we have to mentally go through that Rolodex or whatever we've got in our brain. Once we have to do that, then we are, in fact, learning. And learning depends heavily on context. Have you ever noticed when you learn something in one context, like a classroom, it becomes difficult to recall if you're someplace else?
Yes, it's called spelling.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to learn to play tennis, is it better to spend 1 week learning to serve, the next week the forehand, the week after that the backhand, and so on, or should you mix it all up with the serves and the backhands and the forehands every day? Well, it turns out that for long-term retention, memories are more easily recalled if learning is all mixed up. So, just saying. And finally, this is scary, learning is under your control.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Nah.
Don't say that.
Teachers tried to tell kids that. It's not. Practical upshot of these facts about memory is that we often underestimate how much control we really do have over our own memory. All in all, our memory isn't as poor as we might imagine. It might not work like a computer, but that's what makes it more fascinating to understand and experience. But it is up to you if you want to learn, if you want to remember, if you want to be able to operate.
Mike Vivaldi here with Team in Navasota. People are always asking me when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle. Well, the time is now. 2012s, they got to go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team in Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teaminnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a happy new year.
Making a resolution to get in shape? Check out AeroFit. AeroFit has been voted best in the Brazos for over 10 years. Experience AeroFit's indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this ad and get 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join AeroFit today and your body will thank you later.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 8:47. We're here till 9, we think, unless things change. I think we'll be here till 9.
I hope.
So no matter how bad your morning has gone, at least one guy had you beat. Police in San Jose, California got into a standoff with a naked man brandishing a samurai sword. See, that's...
Yes, my day's better.
Yeah. Police were called after several people reported a man was standing outside a building with an assault rifle. The suspect got into his car and fled when he heard the sirens approaching. Police pulled him over a few blocks later, but instead of going peacefully and fully clothed, he exited his vehicle completely naked with the samurai sword, all the while yelling, "You're going to have to kill me. You're going to have to kill me." Eventually, they just probably tased him. They don't say how they got him, but anyhow. And this is a little odd. Police in UK looking for two men who allegedly assaulted a 28-year-old man while both the guys were dressed up as Oompa Loompas.
That's awesome.
Yeah. London Telegraph says that they had dyed green hair and orange painted faces. and they were joined by a woman in a dress and a man in formal clothes. The four allegedly assaulted the victim in question, knocking him to the ground and leaving him with two black eyes. Okay. Story is now surfacing in the media.
Can you imagine him trying to give that report to the police?
What'd they look like?
Yeah.
Oompa Loompas? And yeah. Maybe he was spoiled.
Sir, can you take this drug test real quick?
Yeah. Maybe he was spoiled. I'm not, can't say for sure. Kenneth Rowe of Daytona Beach, Florida, walked into a liquor store, asked the clerk to watch his infant. Oh, here's our other Florida story.
In a liquor store.
Yeah, in a liquor store. Right. To watch his infant because he had to run outside for a smoke.
Sure.
He returned hours later drunk. Clerk actually gave him the baby back. That's sad. Wandered into traffic, laid down in the street. He's charged with child neglect. Baby's been returned to his mother.
Thank heavens.
Hold my baby.
He saw Oompa Loompas too.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. Hey, if you watched Ryan Seacrest's New Year's Eve party, garnered the best ratings according to overnight Nielsen's. ABC's primetime show was honored, which honored Dick Clark, also a big winner overall. ABC pulled a 13.3 million to NBC and Carson Daly's 3.7. Excuse me, 13 million for ABC, 3.7 million for NBC. Wow. What does CBS do? Jordan, what do they do? Yeah,
I have no idea. Actually, okay. I haven't pulled the numbers.
No, I mean just what did they? What was their programming?
Oh, what did we do?
Yeah. never mind. Sorry.
Guy Lombardo.
Didn't mean to ask you on live radio. Yeah. Guy Lombardo. Kind of a neat story about J.J. Abrams. This came from Reddit. According to Reddit, a huge Star Trek fan who's got incurable cancer and just a few weeks to live wanted to see the trailer for the next Star Trek movie, which was playing before The Hobbit. So he went to the film only to find out the trailer wasn't playing in that market. His wife wrote it up on Reddit. Quote, we, his friends and family, the love of my life, would love for him to be able to see the Star Trek movie, but even just 10 minutes of the trailer would be amazing. Turns out J.J. Abrams, who's producing Star Trek in the darkness, found out about the post and actually put together a rough cut of the film for the guy.
Oh, that's cool.
Is that neat?
That's cool.
And apparently this isn't the first time that Abrams has done something like that. In fact, if you remember Randy Pausch, he was the professor from Carnegie Mellon University who did the last lecture. He got a cameo in the original Star Trek film because he was a big Trek fan. So J.J. Abrams, nice job there. I think so. Worst film of all time. Worst film of all time. You see, when they do that, better chances than not it's going to be something that happened in the last 5 years, simply because that's the memory of the people who they talk to. But nonetheless, Riff Tracks is the website. They ask readers what the worst films of all time were. And I know you'll be stunned to find out the four movies that make up the Twilight saga got the nod. Twilight.
Womp womp.
Kevin, you seen it?
No. Okay. Not
Jordan.
One.
I have not, but the lovely Allison has seen every one.
Yeah, somebody who lives with you has.
Yes.
Okay. And she's a big fan.
Is she a Twihard?
Yeah, she's read all the books and seen all the movies.
Oh,
so
really?
She's really a Twihard. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah. So now is she a vampire or a werewolf? Fan.
You know, I don't think I've ever had that conversation. Well, I think she's Edward, which is the vampire.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Hello.
Didn't somebody make a movie about a guy dying and wanting to see the last Star Wars?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know that I'd.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Okay, number two is Batman and Robin. Number three is Catwoman. Number four is Spider-Man 3. Number five is Airbender. And number six was Super Mario Brothers. They made a movie out of that? Really? Did they?
Yeah. Who's the guy that he's Australian and he was in Roger Rabbit?
Oh, okay. Oh, Bob Hoskins?
Bob Hoskins was in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that. Okay. So Times Square, obviously the epicenter of the universe for New Year's Eve, but not far behind was Barclays Center. Coldplay was there for a concert. And they did a 90-minute set. And then Jay-Z, because he pretty much owns the place, came up on stage at 11:59 and did a 25-song set.
Wow. That's a lot of songs.
Yeah. Again, that's where he owns that basketball team, right? The Brooklyn Nets?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's correct.
Again, it's pretty much his place. Hey, Hannah Storm had been on. I did not even know about this, the propane tank explosion.
Yeah, and, almost killed her.
Yeah, I mean, she had second-degree burns and obviously some first-degree burns as well. She apparently was the co-host of the Rose Bowl parade yesterday.
Yep, and looked okay.
Did she? Okay. They said she had hair extensions, and that's, you know, what you could tell. Oh, if you guys, and I know you must have watched at least some of the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins game.
Yes. Just a little bit.
Daily Variety says it's the highest rated regular season NFL game in 15 years. Goes back to the Broncos and 49ers back in 1997.
Wow.
Yeah, with an 18-3 overnight rating and a 30 share.
Wow, that's big.
Well, a lot of that, I mean, I can see that because even if you're not interested, you may want to see RG3. And then, you know, the fact that if you're a Cowboys fan or a Cowboys hater, you might want to watch that. So it makes sense. So when you're feeling bad in the old hospital bed, what's the best thing to get you feeling better? How about a phone call from the Oak Ridge Boys? Yep, they called George H.W. Bush at Houston's Methodist Hospital.
Yep.
And they serenaded him, really. Set the phone down and said, okay, we're going to sing one for you, Prez. Former First Lady Barbara Bush called the group and asked that they call 41 and sing his favorite song, which is Elvira. And they did. And then they did a little Amazing Grace. So there we go.
So from Amazing Grace to Elvira.
Well, I think they did Elvira first and then Amazing Grace. I don't know how you can...
Oh, Papa Mau Mau.
Yeah, yeah.
Safelite Replace. Julian, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
What makes Safelite different? Well, with Safelite, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelite can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com or ask your insurance company for Safelite.
This is Chuck Morrow. When Suzanne and I decided to grow our business in Bryan College Station, we knew it was the right decision. This is the kind of place where the quality of life gets better every day. That's why it's so important to support our businesses that are based right here. By choosing to stay local, you help to improve our basic services and allow local companies to support nonprofits. Broadcasting and Brazos Valley Floor and Design Center remind you, shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
This week at Sterling Auto Group, any trade goes. During Any Trade Goes, Sterling Auto Group will give you top dollar for any trade. You heard right. Sterling Auto Group wants your current car, truck, or SUV, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. So you can drive home a new Buick or GMC for possibly less, yes, less than you're paying now. Get $10,000 off any select 2013 GMC Texas Edition truck in stock. That's thousands less than Chevrolet. In fact, not only do GMC Sierra trucks cost less, they look better and have more standard features than Chevy. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $279 per month. 0% APR for 72 months is also available on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. GMC, we are professional grade.
72 months at 3% APR plus TTL and fees with approved credit, zero APR. $13.89 per thousand financed. Offers not in combination. Comparison is based on Chevy MSRP. All incentives to dealer.
Hey, good morning. About 3 till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, here we go. The in color for 2013 has been announced. It's emerald green. And I'm wearing an emerald green shirt today, just by coincidence.
So is green the new black?
Well, Pantone, that's the global authority on professional color standards of the design industry, has named emerald as the official color of the year. Stepping down from the throne would be Tangerine Tango, who helped provide the energy boost and recharge we needed in 2012. Okay. Emerald, the vivid, verdant green promises to enhance our senses of well-being by inspiring insight while simultaneously promoting balance and harmony. Green, of course, is the most abundant hue in nature. The human eye sees more green than any other color in the spectrum, says the executive director of the Pantone Color Institute. And she says emerald translates easily in both fashion and home. So there you are. If you want the in color, the in color would be green. All right. The company that makes Farmville and Mafia Wars
should be put out of business and shot.
Well, they in fact have shut down or they've stopped accepting new players for 11 of their games, according to TechCrunch. Zynga has spread its engineers, designers, and product teams too thin and cost the company money that it can't afford anymore. In an attempt to apologize to players hooked on some of those dying games, especially those who've invested countless hours in real dollars over a few years' time, Zynga offered free bonus packages of virtual goods in one of its flagship games. The full list of games being shut down: Fishville, Forestville, Indiana Jones, Mafia Wars 2, Mafia Wars Shakedown, Mojo Tomo, Monotopia, Petville, Treasure Isle, Vampire Wars, and Word Scramble. So there you go. I never understood the Farmville thing. I know that there are people who do it.
Did you say Fish World?
I said Fishville.
Fishville.
Fishville. Fishville.
Sorry.
And Forestville, too. So there. Got those going on. Not sure. All right, let me see on this date in history. 1929, Canada and the United States agreed on a plan to preserve Niagara Falls. Well, that's a good deal. Worked out well for Buffalo. I mean, it's a pretty good tourist thing, you know.
It's a good thing because nothing else is good in Buffalo.
Yeah. Burma Shave erected roadside.